So this is our fifth story, October 28th, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is taken from 13th chapter, verse number 1 to 111. Mahaprabhu's Rath Yatra dancing in Ras Lila Bhav. Because he's always dancing in Rath Yatra. Every year there's Rath Yatra. And sometimes he's in different bhavas. Sometimes he's in Kurukshetra Bhav, sometimes in Ras Lila Bhav. And there's descriptions of that, so we want to hear this particular one. So we named this Leela Mahaprabhu's Rasa Dancing at Rath Yatra, because Mahaprabhu starts off Rath Yatra, Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra procession from the main temple to the Gundicha Mandir. He's dancing, absorbed in the mood of Sambhog Milan. Sambhog means enjoying together. And the highest expression means conjugal love or amorous union or affairs. But it also means any time when the lover and the beloved are together, walking in the forest hand in hand. That's Sambhog Leela. Drinking wine, madhupan together, honey wine, or splashing water, or riding on a swing, or taking feast together. This is all playing holy. This is all Sambhog. So in that, absorbed in the mood of Sambhog Milan, Mahaprabhu is Krishna and Radha Bhav. And he's having Milan. Milan means meeting. An enjoyable meeting. Sambhog Milan. Sambhog. Sambhog Milan means an enjoyable meeting. Radharani, in the form of Gauranga, is having an enjoyable meeting with whom? With Rajendra Nandan Shamasundar, who is appearing in a Rath Yatra card as Jagannath Swami Ki Jai. So he's dancing in this mood of Sambhog Milan, having union with Rajendra Nandan Shamasundar Jagannath. The same feelings, now listen, the same feelings and type of dancing that Sri Krishna performed at the Maharas Leela in Vrindavan during Braj Leela, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is now again enacting at Sri Kshetra Dham during his Gaur Leela at Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. The description of Lord Chaitanya's dancing at this juncture of the Rath Yatra proves that he is in the mood of Ras Leela in Vrindavan, which is seen in his dancing from one party, or from one gopi, to another party, and going in front and rear of each, going from one party or gopi to another, and facing each Gaur Bhakta, and each Gaur Bhakta felt, oh, Gaur is only dancing with me. That exact same thing happened in Krishna Leela 5,000 years ago. Krishna was dancing from this gopi to that gopi. One Krishna was going so fast, he was with this gopi, that gopi, all simultaneously. And each gopi thought, oh, Krishna's only dancing with me alone, he's not with these other gopis. They could see, they would look and see, oh, thousands of gopis. But Krishna's only with me. But in reality, there was thousands of Krishnas. Or there was one Krishna going so fast, it appeared like thousands of Krishnas. That's what Vishnu says. At either rate, and either way, each gopi thought, as each Gaur Bhakta thought 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya is only dancing in my Sankirtan party with our Mardangas and Kartals and Wampers. But I see there's four parties in front of Jagannath's cart. And there's one party on the left and one party on the right and one party behind. And they're all playing drums, and there's 32 Mardangas and or 8 Mardangas and 32 Kartals. But I only see Lord Chaitanya is dancing in front of me. So this is the devotees, they've experienced this. For every devotee, there's one Krishna. More Krishna, more Radha. So one is dancing and praying, and he's dancing with Lord Chaitanya. And there's 20 devotees in the Sankirtan performance, and they're all in ecstasy. Just imagine 20 Premi. Say you go out on a Radhakund Parikrama, and everyone's a Premi Bhakta, right? And we're all chanting Prem Shudab Nam, Prem Nam, and we're all dancing in ecstasy. And then we come in the temple, and we're dancing, and we say, oh, Lord Chaitanya is dancing with me. And we look and see the other devotees, oh, but he's not dancing with them. Because this is the mamata, the feeling of possession. The devotee feels, Krishna, I want to possess you. I want to control you, I want to love you, I want to serve you. And Krishna says, all right, take me, I'm yours. So then you're there with Krishna. But then the other devotee right next to you, he's dancing, oh, I'm with my Lord Chaitanya. Oh, you don't have Lord Chaitanya? I have one. So Yoga Maya creates this whole transcendental spiritual illusion. We only see your Krishna, your Chaitanya. This is also proven in verse 111 and 112. Krishna's Kaviraj describes that Gauranga was performing a Tandava Nritya, a special male dance step at this time, which is the same type that Krishna does in Vrindavan during the same Ras Leela. And of course, as you know, we mentioned a week or so ago about Prabhupada. He was asked whether Sankirtan, this book distribution, as a relation of book distribution, is this like Ras Leela? Is it like Ras Leela? And Prabhupada wrote back and says, yes, you have understood. The Sankirtan is like in the mood of Ras Leela. The Sankirtan performance is in the mood of Ras Leela. So here it is. This is the Sankirtan performance. It's not our book distribution on the streets of New York. It's not our dancing around the streets of Melbourne, playing Radanga and chanting the holy name. It's Lord Chaitanya dancing in Sri Khetra in Jagannath Puri at Rathiatra 500 years ago. And he's in a mood. He's in the mood of Ras Leela, just as Prabhupada said. So let's begin. This is Mahaprabhu's Rathiatra dancing in Ras Leela Bhav, verse 1 through 111, Madhya Leela, chapter 13. Sujiyat Krishna Chaitanya Sri Ratha Agre Nanartaya Yenashit Jagatam Chitram Jagannathopi Vismita. This is the Mangalacharna, which kind of summarizes the whole chapter in one sense. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced before the car of Lord Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing Gauranga's dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shrutta Ganda Shundakari Ekaman Ratha Jatraya Nitya Prabhura Parama Mohan. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Dvaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the Shrotagan. Shrotagan means Shruti. To the listeners of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Krishna's Kaviraj is very hopeful. He's writing this book assuming that someone will read it in the future. He's just writing all by himself. And Shamakun sitting in his kuti writing this book. In the future, all glories to the people that will sit and hear this book in the future. Please hear the description of the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki at Rathiatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Parama Mohan. Nritya Prabhura Parama Mohan. Prabhu, Mahaprabhu. His dancing is Mohan. Extremely enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. He says, Shunakari Ekaman. Now that's the difficult part. Shunakari Ekaman. We should have one mind, but we have so many minds. We have a mind for food, a mind for sleeping, a mind for God, a mind for friends, a mind for enemies. Our mind is everywhere, but on the hearing. Oftentimes we ask someone, it's a nice quiz when all a group of friends or God brothers or whatever, devotees are in class together. Then after class you have prasadam. Then during prasadam or after you say, you were in class? Yes. What was the class about? Class, yeah, probably. You were awake? Yeah, something, some type of awake. Well, it was, I don't know, I think it's fourth canto. No, what was the subject? What did you discuss? Oh, it was something about, you know, when he was in high school and, you know, he had this hot rod car and stuff. And we won't remember anything because our mind, we're not really hearing with concentration. So our mind is going everywhere. Ekman, shuna ekman. This is not a small order. This is a tall order that Krishna's Kaviraj is giving us. Hear this Harikata, Gaurakata with ekman, with one mind. Focused, concentrated, all right there. What's happening? It's Lord Chaitanya. Where? Jagannath Puri. What? Rath Yatra. Who and what's Lord Jagannath in the car? And he's looking at Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is looking at Jagannath. There's kirtan parties and kartals and whoppers. And I'm also there, dancing and observing. Aradina Mahaprabhu Hana Savadhan Ratre Utti Ghana Sange Kaila Prataksnan Pandavijay Deki Vare Kari Lagaman Jagannath Jatra Kaila Chari Simhasan Apani Prataparudra Lana Patragan Mahaprabhu Gane Kara Yavijaya Darshan. The next day, Mahaprabhu and his personal associates, they got up in the dark and they very carefully took their early morning baths. Ratri Uti Gana Sange. Ratri means they got up in the night. And then they took bath, prataksnan. So it's very interesting. Although there's no purport, there's a lot of things going on here. Like many sadhakas do, they get up ratri ute. They get up at night. But they don't bathe until pratak. Pratak snan, pratak kal is 6 o'clock in the morning until 8:24 in the morning. It's called pratak kal. Sunrise snan. That doesn't mean they get up with pratak. It says ratri ute. It doesn't say pratak ute. Ratri. Most sadhakas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, once they get regulated in their healthy, good condition, they get up at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. When they take rest, that's another thing, or if they take rest. But they get up at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. That's Ratri, that's night. Then they do bhajan, chanting the holy name, do achman, tilak, do bhajan. And then 3, 4, 5, 6, then right around sunrise, then they go to the Yamuna, Ganga, Radhakund, and then they bathe. Put on fresh cloth, tilak, and maybe they do some puja, shalagram, or giraj puja, or more meditation, writing, etc. So the Chaitanya, it says the followers of Lord Chaitanya, Ratri Ute, Pratikstan, are we followers of Lord Chaitanya? At least we're trying to be. And we also get up a while long before sunrise, I hope so. I mean, maybe you can bathe at 3-4 o'clock, okay, but then this is what his followers did. The personal associates and followers of Lord Chaitanya, the Ratri Uti, Gana Sange Prataksnan, Savadan, Hana Savadan, Kaila Prataksnan. Carefully. And then Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the Pandavijay ceremony. During the ceremony, Lord Jagannath comes out. Gaman. Gaman means he comes out. He comes out of his temple and he goes to mount or sit on his chariot for his ride to Gandicha. It's called Pandavijay. King Prataparudra in person as well as his entourage allowed the Pandavijay ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Mahaprabhu. Now, you might say, well, what does he have to do with my seeing the Pandavijay? There's no purport. He says, the king, I will allow you to see this festival. If you just read that, you won't understand so much what's going on. And why does Lord Chaitanya have to get permission from the king to see the festival? It's a little deeper than that. There is now, and there was then, 500 years ago, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people that come for the Rath Yatra. It's not just Lord Chaitanya's 200 devotees or 50, 100, 200,000, even 500 years ago, to see the Rath Yatra. And the Pandavijaya ceremony is where there's a group of pandas all surrounding Lord Jagannath, and they're carrying him from Tuli to Tuli to Tuli. They're carrying him a little bit, and he's so heavy. Oh, Jagannath! And they set him down, but they can't set him down on the ground with these gods, so they set him on a big pillow. And the pillow is stuffed with natural cotton. It's called Tuli. And when Lord Jagannath's heavy weight hits that cotton, it's like stepping on a balloon. You ever step on a balloon? Boom! Something kids like to do. Or some upside down cardboard cup, and boom! Balloons are more fun. Pop! Or you take a plastic bag, now we have these plastic bags, you go make a bubble, pop! Right? Yeah, maybe devotees don't. So these pillows become like an inflated balloon. They're very tight, and then this huge heavy weight of Jagannath, they set him down, because they're carrying, oh, Jagannath! They're carrying him, and then they put him on this pillow to get a rest. And Jagannath doesn't need any rest. He can just walk right out to the cart, but he's heavier than the heaviest, lighter than the lightest. So he wants to have some rest with these big, fat wrestler pandas. Now they're big. These guys are huge. So there are all these guys, and so then they set him down, hits the pillow, boom! Cracks, and all the stuff goes in the air. So all this whole crowd of pandas is all surrounded Jagannath, and about 15 feet away you can't see anything. I've been to 9 or 10 Rath Yatras. You can't see anything when you're down on the ground level. It's like some kind of rumble is going on inside there. You don't know what's going on. This, that, and hoo-ah, hoo-ah. Even if you're close. So therefore, the king, as he does now, he invited the devotees, Lord Chaitanya's associates, come to the rooftop of my palace, which is right next to the Singhadwara, right on the Grand Road where the Rath Yatra takes place, and you get a perfect view of the whole ceremony of Pandavijaya. So even to this day, it's a tradition that the king of Puri, although he's initiated, I don't know if Gaudiya or Durga or whatever, he's not a Gaudiya Vaishnava per se, but the king, I think he's Durga Bhakta or whatever, maybe Vaishnava of some sort. You know, Jagannath, he's Jagannath Bhakta, but that doesn't necessarily mean Gaudiya, because the pandas are also Jagannath Pujaris, but they're not Gaudiyas. Some of them are like Shankar Sampradaya. It's quite a mix-up over there. But he, to this day, invites the devotees to come to the rooftop. Many ISKCON devotees are his guests, and they go to the rooftop, and they can see perfectly. And if you're not a personal guest by invitation, he said he allowed Lord Chaitanya and his entourage they could see the whole ceremony, because he invited them up to the rooftop of his palace, and there was a big canopy put over that, and a bunch of people fanning, and all kinds of refreshments, and they very peacefully and effortlessly watched the whole ceremony very precisely from an vantage point. And now all the restaurants around the Grand Road on either side of the king's palace, they rent space on the roof. So this is what's happening here, that Lord Chaitanya has been privileged to his great devotee, King Prataparudra, has got an opportunity to serve him. So we'll continue tomorrow with verse number 7. Sri Chaitanya's ecstatic dancing and Rasa Leela Bhava Ki.